You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That is used. Rashi HaKadosh explains that it's a very dear term that Hashem used to call on Moshe, very affectionate term. So now here, Midrash explains that Shabbat Shalom, after concluding the Mishkan, he waited to be called on. So Hashem used this term to call him in, like a dear, very affectionate term. So here, the question is, what we learn from this subject that Hashem called on him before he goes in?
Respect.
Permission. Very nice. Yes. Beautiful. So Hashem Yitzchak brings the interesting point that it could be this attitude that might be created in everyone. Let's say, obviously, everyone is awaiting something go through. Was that a shame? Very soon, amen. All the good wishes will come through. Amen. So what do you do? So as a good Jew, you come to Beit Knesset, was that a shame? You know, you try to do tefillah with minyan, and then read Tehillim, read Torah, give tzedakah, and so on. So then sometimes you feel, well, nothing is moving, nothing happened. So what do you do now?
You come earlier to
it. I say, no, it's not worth it. You know, I can do other things. You know, why should I spend my time for something that doesn't work? So, well, it's very natural that you get disappointed and you find different way.
I may be disappointed, but we are human, when you have some kind of reward, so you feel more excited, more...
Yeah, that's true.
When you don't, Chas v'shalom, when you don't see something, it's like... And you see everything around you move,
right?
And you continue. So,
that's very true.
Not emunah. I don't think it's lack of emunah.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But the point of matter here is, we can learn as far as if you're told that the time came about that Moshe was called in a very affectionate way by Ribbono Shel Olam. So now, if I'm not called in the same aspect that Moshe was called, so then it bothers me. I become disappointed.
Right. A lot of work.
Yeah, sure. You know, you spend time because you're not going to go to work or invest on a building and then they tell you after 5-10 years, say you have a deficit, you know, you didn't make money. But you're going to be happy?
No.
So why did I spend like $2-3 million and I didn't gain nothing? It's very obvious. So now here in the same aspect, we see Moshe was called. So now, if I'm not called, so it bothers me.
But Moshe did everything Hashem asked him to do.
I do the same thing. I even do more than Moshe.
They think they do more than Moshe.
Well, with all respect, I don't think if Moshe Abraham Shalom was in Los Angeles, would be able to do more than me. How do you know?
2224 in LA.
To handle so many people, then to raise yourself, all these.
That's the easiest thing. That's the easiest thing to do. To leave work in the middle of the day and come to Mincha and then sing Bet Knesset to listen to the Torah, you're greater than Rabbi Meir Balanetz. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai envies you. But here, the point is that we learn, so what I'm going to do? No, nobody's knocking. So here, Aram Aruv Shemesh explains a very interesting point. That as far as the question was asked, let's say somebody informs you that Harav Ben Ishchai likes to see you. Get excited?
Very much.
Yeah?
It depends.
I'm sorry?
It depends.
Well, why?
See you for what?
No, he likes to see you.
Just to see you?
Yeah.
As a manager.
Don't get excited.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you have your chauffeur, you know, bring the limousine, and then you drive to Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai's house.
Amen.
So you go in. Then you see his holy face is glowing. And he says shalom to you. You know what it is? Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai says shalom to you.
Wow.
You know, how do you feel? Huh?
Yeah.
What kind of feeling gives you?
I don't know, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Say, so, you know, how are you feeling today? You know. What did you learn today? What did the Torah you done between Mincha and Arvit? No. So now, how long you want to stay there to look at Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai's face? How long?
Well, I don't know. An hour? A lifetime?
Only. No, I mean, how long would you be, you know, how long?
Forever.
Forever? Yeah. So now whenever, you know, Harav says, you know, I have to learn with Aliyah and Avizah Holitov, so you have to go. So you expect to, like he gives you like a candy or a gift or something? You expect such a thing?
Blessing, gift. Yeah.
Right, but you know, if it doesn't give you a gift, would it bother you?
No.
So now here, if we have opportunity that we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so would you expect something in reward? It's a reward. So now, what are you waiting for? So now, if you had the honor and privilege to see Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, so that's the olam for you. It's such a kavod, such an honor. You're not waiting that you would go to his China cabinet and bring something and give it to you.
No. What I accept from God is every day we pray for something, for life, for peace, for money, for zivug, for the reward we're waiting for.
Exactly. So now here we get in now gradually to the point. But the point about is, first of all, the question that I ask, we are only human beings, so obviously we expect to be rewarded. But here, the point of matter here is that when, like, let's say, back to Harav Ben Ishchai, obviously, You're not going to go there empty-handed. So you're going to stop by before you arrive to his house to buy a nice bottle of Chardonnay or Cabernet or Zinfandel, you know. So then when you arrive there, we give him a bottle. So what kind of feeling gives you? Huh? You know what it is? Harav Ben Ishchai will accept from you a gift. You know what it is? You know what kind of feeling it gives you? What the boost it gives you? So here in the same aspect, it's not that we should be always waiting that to be rewarded and, you know, something will fall on the from the ceiling. The point matter here is the mentality that we should have, just be able, as before we enter the Beit Knesset, there are three pasukim yosidurim that is brought. You know the pasukim? How's that give all? Beautiful. You know why we said these three pasukim? So we say also, we say, Vani Berov Hastecha, Abo Beitecha, Shachave Ve'eran, Lotchecha. What does that mean? It means to come to the Beit Knesset is not an easy process. So that means we have to have Zechut to be able to come to Beit Knesset, to Mikdash Me'at. So what do? We kind of use what is called that when you try to do it under the table? That is a term that is used.
What? Right?
No, not a bribe. No. No. Well, the point here is the Pesukim represents Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. This three Pesukim. What does it mean? It means that we not really suitable to enter to Mikdash Me'at, that is the miniature of the Beit HaMikdash. We use this Pesukim that I'm only permitted to come to your place, that is Beit Knesset, that represents Beit HaMikdash, only b'zchut Avot HaKedoshim, our forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So that means to have the privilege to come here is a big reward. To stand in front of Rosh Hashanah is such a great reward. But still, yes, we want this, we want that, we, you know, we demand, you know, I have this, I should have more, and so on. But here, how Maor Shemesh explains the same aspect that Hashem called on Moshe. Why? Because it was deserving. As you know, Vayikra, you know how you write it? What is it? No, Vayikra. No, in general, how do you write it? Beautiful. What's the root of Vayikra? Huh? Beautiful, Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Beautiful. Did you hear the bat call, the heavenly voice? So inside the Vayikra, you have Yagar. What does Yagar mean?
Precious,
important. Here, that's what the punchline here is. Kal HaKadosh. The only way that we'll be deserving to be called by an affectionate way, we have to be precious to be Rosh Hashanah. You have to show that we've worth something. What does that mean? It means that, you know, you're not going to, you know, show the same behavior to people. You know, there's some people you shake your head when they come in. Some people you shake your hand. Some people you get up and shake hand. Some people you hug. Some people, you hug and
kiss.
Why some people, you just shake your head? That means, I saw you. Some people, you shake your hand. Some people, you go, no, and shake your hand with them. And some people you hide. Why? Because it depends how dear they are to you. The more dear they are to you, so then you show more closeness. But if, you know, somebody that, you know, we don't have so much interest, so you just show them that, you know, I notice you. So here, Vayiram means that Ribono Shel Olam showed such a great affection to Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. Why? Because he was Yakar to Ribono Shel Olam. So precious to Ribono Shel Olam. So that means when you show importance, care for Ribono Shel Olam, so exactly it's hand by hand. So that means if we feel that maybe our tefillah didn't go through, maybe it's not moving, nothing changed. So that means maybe I have to work on to become more close to Ribono Shel Olam. So then, the same way that our attitude toward people is different from shaking the head and shaking the hand and the hugging and so on, so then that's what exactly happens. But the solution here is not that you get depressed and down and then you cut off. That's not the solution. The solution here is when we don't see any text back or an email back, so that means we have to work on being more yakar, more important, more precious to Ribono Shel Olam. Shash Baruch Hu, give us the right chokhmah and the strength.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.